Greetings, everyone. This is Sister Goddess Kamara. I want to thank you for joining us on Women's Studies Radio. We did take a short break in the summertime, and that does happen. People are traveling and vacations, and I needed a break, too. So I want to thank you for joining me again. It's Sunday, October 3rd, and I'm coming to you from the Oakland Bay Area. And I want to give thanks to all of the listeners, all of the friends of Women's Studies Radio, and, of course, the women who make up Women's Studies. I want to give them thanks as well, and as well as our past guests who have been on Women's Studies and shared their knowledge and wisdom with us. We have started a new season on Women's Studies. We have new circles, some of them crystal healing, cultivating personal magic, water goddesses, natural hair, conscious eating, 101 goddesses in 101 days, planning sacred spaces, the women's marketplace, and documentaries and films, as well as divine relationships. So there's a lot of different circles, which are our classrooms. We are the first online cooperative, free, and collaborative university for and by women to study the divine feminine, to uplift the great mother, to really learn more about ourselves. So that's what Women's Studies is. And if you want to join us, you can go to www.womynstudies.org. So you don't have to put in all the ing anymore. You can just put .org and you'll come up to our site. It is a site for women, and only women. So we give thanks to the support of our male counterparts, but we have the space just for ourselves at this moment. So I give thanks, and also want to mention that I'm going to be having monthly drawings, and they're going to include some of our top contributors on Women's Studies, as well as the women who are featured on the main page. You're going to see women who are featured weekly, who are members of Women's Studies, and learn a little bit more about them. So watch out for that drawing. I have a lot of different things that come up every month that I'm going to give away. For the month of September, our winner was Essence. So I hope that Essence gets in touch with me fairly soon so I can send her gift, which is a nice goddess pendant. So again, I'm just really grateful that we're here in this moment sharing this space. I've been fasting and feasting, as they say, juice feasting, and it's been a wonderful time. I've learned a lot more about myself, which is always good, and I'm back renewed and refreshed. I wanted to, before I introduce our guests, I wanted to share with you guys a prayer that came to me this morning before the show started, and it's really about autumn. It's about us. So I'm going to say that prayer, and then I'm going to get our guest on the line. Great Mother, I come to you humbly to ask always, what would you have me do? And I give thanks to you and the bounty of you. And Mother God, you have blessed us with our right minds to re-remember our first mother and teacher. You have sparked within us the strength to know we are much more than the woman from the rib. We are a powerful blend of stardust, moonlight, primordial water, dancing fire, raging wind, and rich earth kissed by the sun, mixed with the menstrual blood of the great divine feminine. We are she, gifted with the power to bleed and never die, gifted to bring forth life, just as our Mother Earth's womb brings forth a sprout from a seed. We thank our ancestors unknown who lived the truth of who we are and who continue to light the path to our liberation. We thank our spirit guides who are here to help us, be them angels, deities, animals, invisibles, or unknowns and nameless. We rest in the knowledge of the new fall season, witnessing the fruits of our year's labor. We have co-created this now, and we look forward to serving a new season, planting new seeds, thoughts, and actions. Ashe, Asheo. So thank you. That's my prayer for us starting this new Women's Studies season in the fall, looking at all that we've brought forth from this year, and it's been really beautiful and powerful. So I want to bring forth our guest, and I'm going to unmute them now. We kind of were, hey, I think they're already kind of started. But I was bringing forth our guest, this is Ashe Faiza, who's also known as the Herb Sister. And then we have another guest, who I'm not sure of the sister's name. So Ashe is going to probably let us know who he is. But, Ashe, welcome to the show. We're going to talk about just releasing their fibroids today, right?
Cool.
Ashe, can you hear me? Hello? Ashe? I'm going to try to get her on the line again. But let's go to some music. Ashe? I'm going to try to get Ashe on the line again and our guest, but I'm going to have a little musical break while we do that, okay? One moment.
Examine et je fulmine. Moi la carabine, ça me dit. Mais vous, je vous ai là. Ma poitrine, je me crie. Faites ce que je vous dis.
Roule la cat, cat, que don. Roule la cat, 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 que dis. Roule la cat, 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 que don. Roule la cat, 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 que dis.
Coupon est sans ma peine de haut, coupon est sans ma peine de haut. Qu'une année, ça y dira, qu'une année, ça y dira. La touche ça y dira, batata, batoto, batoto.
La cat, 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 que bon. La cat, 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 que bon. La cat, 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 que dit. La cat, 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 que dit.
Can I see your
phone? I wanna save it. Do if I have to follow my way. Il faut sauver. Il faut sauver tout.
Brûle la casse, 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 que don. Brûle la casse, 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 que dit. Brûle la casse, 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 que don. Brûle la casse, 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 que dit. Brûle la casse, 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 que don. Brûle la casse, 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 que dit. Brûle la casse, 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 que don. Brûle la casse, 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 que dit.
All righty, this is Sister Goddess Kamara. I'm going to try to get my guest back on the line. So, Ashe, I'm getting ready to put you on, unmute you. Hello, Ashe? Ashe? Hello, Ashe? Hello, guest?
Hello?
Hi, this is Sister Goddess Kamara. I know that you're Ashe's guest. I have Ashe unmuted as well, but I'm not sure where she is just yet. Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great. Who's on the line?
I'm Tyree.
Okay, nice to meet you, sister. Okay, and I think Ashe, are you on the line still? Okay, I'm not sure yet, but we're going to let Ashe join us as soon as she can kind of join us. And
okay.
I think she might just be trying to get the other sister that's a guest online. So before we talk about it, I wanted to kind of speak to our guests a little bit about fibroids and what exactly fibroids are. So I have this book, and I don't know if a lot of women out there have it. It's called Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom by Christine Northrup. She's actually kind of like a holistic doctor. She is a medical doctor, but she wrote a book some time ago that kind of it went into not only the medical aspects of certain female illnesses, but she really talked about some of the spiritual things that are happening with the illnesses as well. So I wanted to go over that and just talk a little bit about, you know, explain what fibroids are. So here's what she says about fibroids. Fibroids are benign tumors of the uterus. They grow in various locations on the uterine wall and in the uterine cavity. The standard medical practice is to gauge the size of the fibroid and compare it to the uterine size of a fetus. So when a woman goes into the doctor's office, they will, you know, say that your fibroid is the size of a 14-week-old, you know, fetus. Or they'll tell her, you know, what it's based on, almost as if you're being, as if you're pregnant. So that is how they gauge the size. Fibroids are made from hard, white, grisly tissue that is whorl-like in its patterns. And they represent 20 to 50% of all women. They're present in 20 to 50% of all women. What I thought was interesting here is it says that fibroids are responsible for as many as 33% of all gynecological hospital admissions, and that black women are three to nine times more common in black women than they are in white women, or probably women of other races, so Asian women and Latina women as well. So what she has here in the book, she says that Carolyn Mice, who's another well-known author, speaks of fibroid tumors as representing our creativity that was never birthed. So they're talking about fibroids as including those fantasy images that, of ourselves that that have never seen the light of day, our creative secrets that have never been birthed. And so fibroids are the result, in her words, of your life not it's flowing into dead ends, such as dead-end jobs, dead-end relationships. And she encourages women with fibroids to meditate on their relationships with other people in their lives and how they express their own creativity. So I thought that was interesting. I'm going to try to get Aishay on here again, the herb sister. Aishay, are you there? Aishay? Aishay, can you hear me? Okay. Hello, Aishay, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening with our connection. Yeah. So I'm going to have to see if I can get Aishay on the line again. And but if you want to call in and talk to me about your own personal experiences with fibroids, this is really just our time to really talk about releasing these fibroids, our experiences. I believe a lot of sisters, they deal with fibroids in silence. And so this is our time to really speak about it. And sister who's on the line is, I think it's Tanisha. Is it Tanisha?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Yah. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Yah. How are you?
Fine, and yourself?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. I'm sorry, it's been a little bit kind of, we're figuring out the connections here. Are you a guest at Aishay?
I'm a guest of Aishay, who's helped me with releasing the fibroids.
Oh, wonderful. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, I'm still trying to get Aishay on the line, but you want to speak to us about your experience with fibroids? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Do you want to speak with us about your own personal experience with fibroids and how you've worked with Ashe?
Yes, I'm Tyree.
Hi, Tyree. How are you?
Hi.
Yes, I can.
Well, I started taking Ashe's products in 2008. When I went to the doctor, they told me I had small fibroids. So I took the fibroid-free liquid as well as some of the other herbs that she recommended. And I started taking that for, well, it's gone on 2 years now. I'm taking a lot of her things. And when I went back to the doctor, they said that they got small. They didn't see them. They weren't as big as they were. So they were like quarter sizes. And then they shrunk after taking Ashe's fibroid-free, herbs.
Okay. So what were your symptoms like before? What were your symptoms like before you even knew that you had a fibroid?
I had pains when I walked occasionally every month when my cycle was coming. I had a lot of cramps, and then I had pain that I didn't understand why I had the cramps and the pain. So Ashe also mentioned that I needed to change my diet, so I stopped eating chicken, and that helped tremendously. And and so it was a lot of cramps and pain when I walked in my uterine area.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, after I started taking it, and it started cleaning me out. I was cleaned out a lot, went to the bathroom frequently, and that helped a lot, too.
Oh, okay. So you think, some of the symptoms were kind of, like, constipation or more just needing to detox, like, using...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The detoxing, most definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
And I'm also taking sarsaparilla, sassafras. That's helping with the hot flashes. Because when I don't take it, I can definitely feel the hot flashes coming back and feverish, too.
Okay. Yes. And I'm trying to see if, Ashe, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting a little bit of a feedback, and I don't know if someone's using a cell phone or not.
Hi, this is Tiffany Bassner. I'm calling in. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, too.
I'm on a cell phone, and I'm calling in. I only have a cell phone. Am I creating the feedback?
It might be. So what I'm going to do, Tiffany, is when we're ready to speak with you, I'm going to unmute you, and then we'll have you speak only. Okay? So I'm going to – are you the 323 area code?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. I'll unmute you in a few minutes.
Okay.
And I'm Yah. I also have a cell phone, and I only have a cell phone, so you might want to mute me as well.
You know what? Yeah, I think you're okay. I think it was Tiffany's phone, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to mute you when we're ready to speak to you as well, yeah. I'm going to get Ashe on
the line. I think it's Tyree. It's Tyree because she's out at the mall somewhere.
I'm back in my car.
Okay. You know what? It might be you, Tyree. I was trying to figure out who it was. So everybody forgive our technical difficulties, but we're getting it together. So, Tyree, thank you for sharing that story. And, Ashe, I don't know if you heard a little bit about what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Tyree, I'm going to mute you for a moment.
Okay.
So, Ashe, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. So this is what Tyree was just sharing with us, some of her symptoms. And I don't know if you heard me, I kind of read a little bit about what Christine Northrup described fibroid tumors to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what they were also saying about maybe it has something to do with our creativity as well, not being
definitely.
Expressed. So what, in your opinion, can you kind of tell us from a herbalist side, tell us about yourself and your work and talk about how you've been helping sisters with fibroids, what you think they are, and just, we can go from there.
Okay. Well, my name is Ashe Faiza, and I'm the herb lady, herb sister, and I like to work with the traditional and folk uses of herbs. So I do research, but I also work with the wisdom of our herbal elders in looking at what has worked and what can work and what we can transfer from one thing to the next. I teach living with the seasons and being in rhythm with the universe and with our planet, the moon, and that type of thing, because I think it has a lot to do with why we're so disconnected from the healing of our bodies and the earth and even sometimes what's truly going on with our bodies, because I think that women have a very high tolerance for pain and discomfort, because they and they do so much that they allow this to go on because it's just part of their personality after a while. And I think that that is what helps to create some of the environment for so many of the issues that women deal with. And one of them is fibroids, but we have other ones too. You know, we have women who have, you know, migraines, and women who have, and we have to look at the fact that physical issues and emotional issues are, and a lot of times I think we want to take a pill or we want to eat some, you know, particular food and just eat it at very high doses until we can cure something, when sometimes we have to look at our whole life, and that's what holistic is. And that's what I try to work on a minute-by-minute basis, thinking of how it can be easy and how we can reignite this into our lives and into our daily patterns, and how it can help us to feel connected to the foundation of the earth, to our earth mother, to our, you know, elders, the universe, because we're feeling like we understand the simplicity of how we are to live. And part of that, I think, is also women teaching women how to be. And what, a lot of things that we could have been taught, we weren't taught to the depths that we learned later. And so I think that's why it's important for women to help women get in tune with their bodies and in tune with what's going on and how to balance that music that our bodies will play if it's finely tuned. But many times we let it get out of whack, you know. And yeah, we all know we're really busy. You know, I'm busy too. On some level, I think we thrive on it, but sometimes if the busyness is not purposeful, not directed with your goals, and not also something that's enjoyable for you, you're getting joy out of it and you're able to give some service and you enjoy it, then sometimes it can be too much stress, and we need to look at how we are to live, how we are to enjoy our time on this planet. Because what I think is that women are the most powerful beings on the planet. We not only create when we allow ourselves to, but we also are able to have those creations, those children, those paintings, those dresses, that jewelry, and whatever else we put our hand to or our mind to, we can create. And when we create children, we create creation, because whatever we teach our children, they teach their children without even thinking of it, without even thinking or hesitating about it. And that's how we create traditions. And traditions create societies and communities. And, you know, so we women today, each of us, are affecting 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 generations from now, people who we won't know and who may not even know our names, but will know what we have felt passionate about enough to teach them, and they will keep it going. And that's the power of creation and the creator that is us as women, and how we can do the things that we're put here to do. And so sometimes we block it, and it could be fibroids. Sometimes we block it, it could be parasites, you know, but sometimes when we allow ourselves to cleanse and purge and work with the moon cycles and listen to our bodies and listen to what goes on in nature, we can find that we can hit a particular type of music within ourselves that allows us to do what we are here to do. And I think that that purpose and that energy is very exciting, it's very motivating, and we have a lot of information on which to draw for this type of excitement for our creations. And I look to, you know, historical sheroes. My girlfriend calls me, you know, Sojourner Tubman, because I look to all of these different, you know, women who can show us so many different ways to live, and we haven't even began to start, you know, emulating and learning from those types of elders who are so masterful and who did such a great job. So all of that to say, that,
yeah,
you know, all of that to say is that, you know, it's just a magnificent power that we wield and yield, and it's upon the elders of us, and all of us are elders to somebody, to teach those women right under our arc of information, and so they can live a fuller life, because we're all here to serve, we're all here to love, we're all here to make sure that each generation and each person gets a better experience, and the more information we're able to pass on, the better experience that they can have on this journey that we call life. And as this journey continues to get better and better, we heal communities, we heal the landscape, we heal the world. And that's why we all have to look at the power that we're able to put out there, and our goodness that we put out is replicated and replicated. And that's why we have to keep being who we are and keep understanding who we are.
Yes. And so when you look at that number, the high incidence of African women, African-American women versus, you know, other women of other races, you know, as a whole, women are probably, you know, not realizing their creativity and their life the way that they need to under patriarchy. But African-American women, you know, what is it that you're feeling is our, you know, why is it just higher? I mean, I know it's connected to what you just said, but why is it even higher than
others? I think that right now we're all very in tune with the collective consciousness, but there is always a collective consciousness, and black women, African women, African-American, African-Caribbean, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're here or in England or in Jamaica. We all have, every other one of us has fibroids. And I think it has to do with our transition from Mother Africa to all the other places and the things that we deal with on a regular basis and the things that have happened to us, you know, individually and collectively, historically, you know. And I think all that pain is at such a high level that it still causes issues with us with men. It causes issues with us with each other, you know.
Yes.
It causes, you know, all kinds of stress, and that's just one type of stress. And all of that is put into the womb. That's our source. That's our foundation. That's our, you know, if we were to be womb woman, you know, like a superhero,
yes.
That's where our shine would be. That's where our power would emanate from, you know. We could put our capes on, and we put it right around our waist and back in the back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that we just really need to understand that significant power has to be honed and projected. And what we've been doing is it's been honed and projected, but back onto us instead of outward.
Right.
And when it's back onto you, that's when you get that congestion. And all of that congestion causes, you know, the cells to replicate quickly, to draw and pull on toxins, and to not release any toxins from the bowels, from your heart, from your soul. You know, you take in toxins from, you know, sexual abuse and, you know, all of the verbal abuse. Just everything is just being put right into that space. And it's
going in but not going out.
But it's
like,
not coming out.
Right.
And so we, you know, I've formulated so many different things to work on that area. The fibroid free has been, you know, all women who meet me just want to hug me. You know, thank you for the blessing.
Yes.
Thank you for the blessing, you know.
Now, let's talk about that formula, and I want to get to our guests, too, because I want to hear their stories as well. We did hear Tyree, but that formula, when did you kind of begin to notice a pattern in the women who were coming to see you, and you developed the formula? How did it come about, and was that coming from some family passed down formulas, or did you have to kind of do some research as well?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Is that mostly all of my friends have fibroids. And I mean, I had one friend who used to use double super maternity tampons every time, several times during the day. I didn't have it, but I saw what effect it had. And then so many women came to me with this, you know, I've been doing this for about 20 years. And I would also see that, you know, if this is such an issue, I would pray. I go to sleep on it, and then I sleep with a book under my pillow because different herbs and things come to me, and I write them down in the dark, and then the next day I hope I can read it, you know?
Yes. But
that's a lot, and I do research, so when you do research and you have the instinct and you're listening for the herbal elders to give you information, then you get really incredible, powerfully remarkable formulas like this one, you know, which think, you know, if I had just did research and just sat there and just tried to write things down, I probably wouldn't have got it like that. And and so what is done for so many women, it's a uterine and womb cleanser, the fibroid free is. And because, you know, most of the issues that we deal with are dealing with waste, toxins, and congestion, to have it target that that region is just the way to begin opening up that circulation in that area so that things can do what they should do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No, I did have my great aunt Henrietta was an herbalist in Utica, Mississippi, and I've had what I think is regular communication and connection with her and my Uncle Peter giving me herbal information, different herbs, and writing them down and looking at what they would be good for and that type of thing. So, you know, I have changed that fibroid-free from the original formula. It's been changed like 2 or 3 times. And so, but what ends up happening is, I would make one for one particular client, because, you know, I do the education consultations, and I would make something for one person, and it would work so phenomenal, I would try it on someone else and someone else and someone else, and then I would know, okay, this is an additional herb that needs to be in here, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it
and that makes sense. I mean, because you kind of would do the research according to your own patients and just your own clients.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of looking at what has worked for them. And do you find that you have to tailor it sometimes? Are fibroids coming through differently? I mean, the symptoms and what's taking place, is it different for every woman? Or
it is different for every woman, because, you know, what happens is some women have been sexually abused, you know, and that's a big block. So when you're working with that aspect, I would also work with homeopathics and Bach flower remedies, you know, to work on emotional and cellular energetic ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you work with someone who's been just eating a lot of meat and never been dewormed since they were born, which means that their mother had them and they had worms in their system. This baby woman had worms. So as she grew up and those worms continued to move around in her system because they came from her mother's organs and went into her as a fetus, then those would be fibroids too, and her tubes would be blocked, and she would have a lot of other issues. And so that would require that we do a parasite deworming program in addition to the uterine program to heighten all of the cleansing actions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when you're doing that, you would want to do the herbal douche that I make, you know, so that it can cleanse it out. And then, you know, so it's different levels according to all the different things that are going on with women. That's why I like to have the education consultation. And then we have to go into not only the food, which is everybody wants to just eliminate soy and think that's going to do it. But what happens is you also have to stop going through the drive-thru, look at the stress in your life. If you absolutely hate your job, there is no herb I can give you for that, you know.
right.
to rid the fibroids if you hate your job, because that stress and that unhappiness, you know, mm-hmm. is going to create more and bigger fibroids. Same
yes.
If you're unhappy in your relationship. If you hate your husband or your boyfriend, there is no amount of cars, houses, and money that's going to stop the fibroids from growing.
Right.
You know? So it's so many things that we have to look at on so many different levels, but we have to be honest with ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
about what
mm-hmm.
it is so that you can do the healing. And that's why we do the Womb Wellness Conference every year, so that
yes.
we can be honest. You were there. We had such a great
right.
Didn't we have a great time?
We had a wonderful time, and it was, you know, it was sisters coming together. I don't have fibroids, but I know so many women who have, whether they're in my family or friends. And so I went out just in support because I needed to know and bring back information for those women who didn't get a chance to come to the conference. And it was just, sisters, by the very end of it all, I felt like it was an intimate group. Like, we all knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
We had shared in prayer. We had
mm-hmm.
shared in knowledge and
mm-hmm.
in experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you walk away from that feeling like, you know, there are things that we can do. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And it's not. So when you as a friend or a sister or a niece, or, you know, you hear that a woman is getting ready to have, you know, a hysterectomy, possibly, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of her fibroids, then you can present alternative information just in case she might be open to it. You know
right.
what I mean? Just in
right.
case she wants to have an alternative but hasn't heard one yet. So
right.
whether or not you have fibroids, it's important to know this information, because I feel as if the medical industry really does offer you just a couple of options. Either
mm-hmm.
keep the fibroid, or they're going to surgically do some removals of,
mm-hmm.
you know, of it that could damage your womb, you know,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, so.
And you mentally, you know, mentally
and mentally.
Emotionally, it's another scar. It's another hit.
Right.
You know? Right.
Mm-hmm.
I had one woman.
Okay,
I had one
yeah,
woman who approached me at the, at an event that I was doing, and she was 23 years old, and she had had a surgery, and she came up to me, and I hear this a lot. I wish I had met you about 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. I could have saved my womb. You know, possibly yes. I mean, a great deal yes. And
yes.
And what happened was she told me that, you know, she signed the paper to have the surgery. They were just supposed to do a little of this and just take them out. You know, and that's why we don't have to worry about how they leave our bodies when we're doing something natural, because all of it is not just vaginal. Some of it is mucus. Some of it is bowels. It's sweat. It's all kinds of things. So for them to just think that cutting them out is the only solution when they come back in 7 to 10 years and it's just a non-cancerous, fibrous tissue, that shows that what they're doing is not working. So we need to
right.
look at multiple opportunities to keep it gone, you know. And so
uh-huh.
it's definitely worth paying attention and giving it some time, because we have to look at buying fibroid surgery just like you would go to the store and shop for anything else, you know.
Yes.
You don't want to take the first thing offered you because it may not be a good deal, you know.
Right.
And,
I mean, just you wouldn't do that with any other
no.
large decision or,
no.
you know.
No. No,
so,
if somebody tried to sell you one car, you're not going to say, well, I'm going to look around, I'll come back and see you in a few months. Just because they try to push a surgery date on you and come in and get your blood work, and you just wouldn't believe, Kamara, the things I've heard as far as how they push women, set them up and practically pick them up for the surgery, you know? And so you really
have to look at that as an industry. It is a business.
Yes.
It is a business, like
yes.
anything else you
yes.
like you just compared it to, like car shopping.
Right.
It is a business. You go in
right.
and somebody says, well, yeah, you need these removed. Well, in their mind, they're saying, well, I have another removal for this month that's going to cover my rent. You know what I mean?
Right.
They may not be as it's hard because this is a profession that really traditionally has supposed to have our best interest at
mm-hmm.
heart, you know,
mm-hmm.
health-wise. If we look at the tradition of that profession being healers first,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but unfortunately, we live in a capitalist society where even the most basic things that should be unrelated to money have
mm-hmm.
become related, and so you have
right.
that business aspect of everything. It's like, no, you know, they're looking at how many surgeries they can fit in a month to do
right.
A, B, and C, and you're looking at your own personal health. You're looking at your womb.
Right.
And so these are tough decisions, and we have to kind of start looking realistically at doctors as a business, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you can fire that one and go get another one anytime.
Absolutely.
You're not committed. And that's where I was
mm-hmm.
going. You're not committed because they said come back on the so-and-so date for the surgery. You're not committed to stay with that person. You know, they
nope.
will take your call in 2 years, you know, if you want to call them back. You know?
It's true. There's no love that's lost. It's not even personal. They'll be
it's not personal.
We'll see you back. You know, we'll see you back when you finally decide these herbs don't work for you. You know, like
right.
they will gladly take you back. It's
right.
not even – it's not a personal relationship, because if it was, then that wouldn't have been the only option that was presented to you. Like, you would have various options. You would be able to sit down and talk about what you've been experiencing, and then the evaluation would come from your own personal life experiences and what they kind of felt, judging from who they've dealt with over the years, what would be the best option for you. But you don't really get that kind of, you know, it's not that kind of process often.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get some of the women that you have that are your guest online,
mm-hmm.
and I want to hear about their story. We did get to hear from Tyree.
Okay.
And I want to put her on a little bit more. Now, you have some recent photos of released fibroids, like actual photos of fibroids that have been released.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that is very powerful, so that women can see that this actually happens. This is not just, you know, this is the proof is in the pudding right here, is that
mm-hmm.
these fibroids are being released. So I want to hear from some of the women. Now I'm going to put Tyree
put
back
on. Put Tiffany on.
I'll put Tiffany. Now, Tiffany, do you know her area code by any chance? Because I don't. 323. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
Tiffany, I'm going to unmute you right now. Tiffany, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being patient and through our technical, my technical difficulties. I want to welcome you to Women's Studies. And
Thank you so much for having
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I mean, this is an important subject because, like I said, if a woman doesn't have fibroids, she surely knows other women who are dealing with it. So do you want to share with us a little bit about your own story? And, Aisha, you can kind of work yourself in there as well.
Okay. Tiffany, go right ahead.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on to share. And, Aisha, I just want to really express my gratitude for just the healing that's been happening in my life because, you know, as you expressed earlier, you know, this is holistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only have I been healing on a physical level, but, you know, my life has really been healing very deeply on some emotional and spiritual levels, and some really significant changes have taken place in the past, you know, I'd say, what has it been, 6 or 8 months, something like that. So basically, you know, I'm 28 years old, and I have multiple fibroids. I have a very large, you know, fibroid that I was, you know, diagnosed with. I was actually diagnosed probably in, when was that? I don't know, maybe in the springtime of this year. However, I knew that I had them before I even went in to get diagnosed. I hadn't had health insurance for a long time, so I wasn't able to have the, you know, ultrasound and all of that stuff. But finally, you know, I did have it, and I went in, and I was diagnosed. And you know, it was right around the time that, you know, luckily I had for me about the herb lady through an email that had come to me about a woman releasing a fibroid. You know, and I had tried different things. I had went to an energy healer and, you know, tried a raw food diet and, you know, certain things that were helpful. But it still was an issue whenever I would, like, slip on that. So I decided something just really in my instincts just told me to just call her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we had a conversation when she does the education consultation. And we talked about a lot of different things in my life. You know, at the beginning I was in a relationship that I wasn't happy in. I was in a living situation I wasn't happy in. I had situations going on with my family. I had a financial arrangement with some things with somebody. Just a lot of situations in my life where I was really not, you know, really not making decisions at all based on my own needs. You know, I was very numb to that. And so we talked about those things and those changes that needed to take place, and especially as we talked about the creativity as well. You know, I am a creative mm-hmm. person, and I had a lot of, you know, blocks and things. So we started, you know, with the herbs, and she gave me some books to read, and, you know, I actually had already kind of started reading Dr. Northrup, mm-hmm. Dr. Christiane Northrup. I had started reading Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so a lot of changes were taking place. And so, I started with the herbs. And at first, you know, my cycles, you know, Aisha has told me they may be a little heavier and all of that. And, you know, because I'm cleaning things out. And that did happen. But it took just a few months. And first of all, the area in my pelvis area and all that or whatever, it was very hard, you know, very, very mm-hmm. hard. Like you could touch it, you know, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hard as a rock, and it took just a couple of months, and my stomach started to be, you know, cushy and soft,
and
couldn't really feel that. You know, even my boyfriend was like, "Oh my God, I can't feel your fibroid through your stomach." And so, you know, the pain gradually just started to. My periods were so painful and so heavy, you know, when I was menstruating. That I would have to, you know, leave work, not go to work. I'd be in the bed. I couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bottle of ibuprofen. And one day I could take, you know, 8 ibuprofen. I mean, really, really bad. I take so much just to, because I normally don't take painkillers, you know, but on cycle time, I'm like, oh, my God, just give me the bottle, you know, because it's so painful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I continued to work on different changes in my life. I got out of the relationship. I got out of the living arrangement. I started writing. These other things that I guess I was making decisions on a conscious level, but it was almost like some of it was on a much deeper level because these changes were just taking place, you know, as I kind of started to just get a lot more in touch with what it really means to be a woman and what it means to really be in touch with your center and to really listen, you know, from that place. And adjust your life accordingly, you know. So my life has actually become much simpler. People that don't need to be in my life have either removed themselves, you know, without me even doing anything, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've made the changes that I needed to make. And so in the last 3 to 4 months, you know, I actually sent Aisha an email recently because I was at work and I was on my, you know, I was menstruating and I was, you know, just full of so much energy, and I was working and coming home, and I was writing, and I was painting again, and I was completely not even thinking about grabbing a bottle of, you know, Advil to take to work with me, and I realized it. I said, oh, my God, I'm completely not in pain. Like, I'm so much not in pain that my cycle, you know, my menstruating creeps up on me, because that's usually how I can tell what it's telling is because I start to have cramps, and I'm like, oh, my God, I know PMS, all of that. I usually know because it takes me to kind of a negative place before it starts, and that wasn't happening, you know, and so now I'm completely pain-free, completely pain-free. Not only that, I went off of my, I just really wanted to do some healing. I made a lot of changes. At the time when we started, I was on birth control pills. I've been on since I was 16 years old and all of this. And that's something else that for me, for my personal journey, I decided to just release, you know, at this point in my life. And now I'm just completely pain-free. And my cycles are so regular. I mean, I'm talking like clockwork. It's like...
Wow.
Clockwork, you know, that I can look at the moon and know exactly where I'm at in my cycle, and I can know exactly when I ovulate. I know exactly the day, and it's been extremely empowering in my life. I know, oh, I'm feeling this way right now because this is where I'm at in my cycle. I'm feeling, oh, really creative because this is where I'm at. Oh, I'm really inspired because of this. Oh, you know, oh, I'm releasing this right now. I'm menstruating, and this is why I need to walk away from this situation. Like, it's been healing my life on so many different levels. And, you know, as women, we have so much intuitive just power, you know, and if you really get in touch with that, I mean, the way your life will begin to flow and the things that will come and the things that will leave and just the, I mean, that's what I wrote to, you know, I almost like enjoy my cycle now, you know, because there's so much, it's interesting. I mean, I hated it all of my life. And I,
right.
You know, I've had painful menstrual cycles since I started menstruating. You know, I've been in pain since I was a teenager. I come from a long line of women who have had a lot of reproductive issues. My mother had a hysterectomy. You know, my mother mm-hmm. had a hysterectomy. My cousin is only like 32. She had a hysterectomy about a year and a half ago. One of my other aunts had a hysterectomy. Another one had a partial hysterectomy. My aunt on my father's side also had a hysterectomy and was never able to bear her own children. Mm. So, you know, this has been in my family for a long time, and there's a lot that's passed down, you know, a lot of ways of being, a lot of behavior, a lot of denial, a lot of all of that, and then, of course, it's going to manifest at your center. And so it's just been really interesting because I've been really healing on a physical level, but I'm at a place now where I feel more powerful than I've ever felt in my entire life, and I feel more, you know, just more like I'm really, like, able to listen to my own, you know, inner guidance and make decisions, and I see things in my life becoming so much more effortless, you know. It's weird. I'm more focused, but everything is more simple. And so a lot in my life on many, many levels has just become easier and more joyful, and I feel so happy to be a woman, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, so happy. Like, wow, being a woman is such a gift, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you really know how to be in tune. So, I mean, it's just been an incredible experience, and I'm filled with gratitude, you know. And I'm telling everyone, I'm like, oh, my God, you got to call her. You got to get this tonic. And, you know, a lot of people are resistant, and they want to do the whole traditional, you know, the whole HMO and all of that. But I definitely scream out loud to people, you need to get fibroid-free in your life. You need to make some changes, because once you make those changes, you go through that process and you confront those things you're afraid of and you do your crying and, you know, I mean, where you will end up on the other side, you know, especially as black women. I mean, I know it's all women,
mm-hmm.
but just
right.
with what we come from and what we've been through and the issues that exist in our community, I mean,
right.
And on another level, I mean, just with what's happening with us and what's happening on the planet right now, I mean,
right.
it's absolutely crucial
yeah.
for women to heal. That's where the
right.
answer is, you know.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
I totally
it is.
Agree
it's absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting that your healing has made you feel good about being a woman,
mm-hmm.
which is the objective. Like, we need all sisters on the planet to feel good about who they are, about
mm-hmm.
their bodily functions, in
mm-hmm.
order for us to begin to heal. And to me, it's come to the point that if people in the community aren't talking about us healing ourselves and feeling good about who we are, then you're not really talking about much. I'm done
yeah.
reading
right.
everything. I'm done going to the lectures. I want individual healing. And to me, sisters, we have
core.
To begin to do that. We're
right.
yeah, at the core of it all.
We are the
That's
core.
Where it happens. We are birthing more of us, and we
right.
either can
exactly.
birth pain or we can birth the beauty of who we are.
Right.
So
exactly.
I am so inspired by your story. This is incredible. And Aisha,
yes.
this is wonderful. It's the work
and
is wonderful.
And can I add one more thing in?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
About the food.
Okay.
Oh, yes, please do
that. I haven't complete, you know, I still, you know, today I'm in the mood for, this is the thing. In the past, if I do something like, you know, I'm from California. It's like I eat Mexican food, you know. If
mm-hmm.
I eat cheese or something, forget about it. My period, I'm on my back. I can't. Even if I
yep.
do that now, if I have a moment where I'm like, today, I can't help it. I want flour. You know, if I have a moment like that.
Mm-hmm.
I still have no pain. I have no pain.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that has changed, though, and the one commitment I have made since Aisha told me is I have not went through the drive-thru. Not one time.
Right.
I mean, I really didn't eat much fast food, you know, before, but I
right.
would sometimes, you know, one fast food establishment that I kind of be like, oh, I really want that today. Not
mm-hmm.
one time. Not
okay.
one time. So
So, yeah, that's because, you know, it's about the energy going into your food. So even when I want something that may not be the healthiest, I still make sure that it's made, in a, you know, by me, or it's made with the ingredients or something. And it's just made a world of difference for me.
That's great.
That's beautiful. And AJ, you're going to start a movement. If there's a drive-through, do not go through it. Now, I'm going to say this because I'm from California. We don't have as many drive-thrus as they do in Georgia. I was, like, amazed. I was all like, wow, there's a drive-thru even at the liquor store. I was like, dang. But, you know, like, if there's a drive-thru, don't do it. Like, that means it's too readily available. Like,
right.
We just
right.
got to do something else. That
right.
is beautiful. Now, I want to say this for
just
our
let
listeners.
Let me say one
that
thing.
We, okay.
Congratulations, Tiffany.
Congratulations, Tiffany.
Oh,
thank you.
Fabulous, fantastic. Ray.
Right.
Yes.
Or who, like, Tiffany, because this is what we need to hear. Like, we need to hear the success and the victory.
Yes. Yes.
And that's
yes.
and that's what your whole story is expressing, is the victory
such
over
a victory
all of that.
And success. Yes. I am mm-hmm. so proud of Tiffany. She really
yes.
stuck to it. She would email little questions out, and you know, you can't email somebody too much, just to put it like that, you know, cuz especially when you're seeking and you're finding and you're getting results and you're being just totally regenerated, you know? And it's just
right.
a blessing and a pleasure to be, you know, a catalyst for all of that energy that people, women lock aside, you know, waiting. I don't know
right.
when this perfect time is, but, you know, people are getting to their 50s and still not using it, you know? And so,
right.
you know, Tiffany, of course, isn't, but it's a good thing when you can start using it at this, you know, at, in your 20s. You know, you're going to be totally awesome and, you know, today and tomorrow and the next day, and in 5 or 10 years, you'll be so much more happy over so much
right.
more of a longer period of time, you know, because one of the things that I noticed is that we can look back on some of the periods that we were unhappy, and all we know mm-hmm. is we were unhappy. We don't even know the details of why. So
we really don't.
We don't even remember.
Mm-mm.
So to have to spend so much time being miserable is just not worth our minutes on the planet. So
yeah.
I really congratulate you, Tiffany.
And I want to say really quickly, and thank you, Tiffany, so much, and thank you, Aisha. And we're going to continue on just for those listeners. If you're listening right now on the live stream, it's about ready to end, but we're going to continue on because I want to get the other sisters' stories in here, and the show will be archived. If you want to call in and continue to listen, I'm not sure if our cues might be filled, but the number is 347-850-1464. You're welcome to call in and put in your own story as well. If the queue is filled, you can just keep calling back because people will, you know, leave, and we'll get your story in, and we can go up to, you know, an hour and a half or two, but we're going to keep recording and get everybody's story in. So thank you for those people who are listening. Thank you for our guests. Tiffany, is there just anything else that you want to tell sisters who are going through a situation with fibroids right now? Is there just anything else you want to communicate over to them?
Mm. Oh, God, there's so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I just can't stress, you know, we're just at a place, you know, as people, that this type of healing is absolutely necessary to take place. But also, you know, for me, I think that, you know, the healing process to begin, it's not easy. You know, you got to confront things you haven't wanted to deal with. But it's definitely worth it. You know, there's definitely so much more on the other side, you know, of what you go through, you know, in your healing process. And I was going to make a point right now that I just forgot.
No, but you said
maybe I'll think about it.
Just keep going, really.
What was I going to say?
Keep
oh,
going.
God, what's my point that I was going to make? It's very crucial, you know, the healing that needs to take place. And I'm trying to make a point. I still can't think of it. Why is it at the tip of my tongue? And my brain is thinking about so much because it's so important. Oh, I can't.
We're going to keep you on. We're going to keep you on, Tiffany.
When I think of it, I'll chime in.
yeah, chime in, because it's all important. It's all important, and it's just, you know, the moment. Somebody's going to probably say something that will spark the memory of it right away.
Right.
Aisha, who else? Now, we have someone from the 770 area code.
Yes.
Who's also, I think that's Tyree. And then you have, I thought Ya was on the line. Is she 702 area code?
702, no, she's not 702.
Okay.
We got a 678 probably also.
Yeah, I don't see that person on the line anymore, and it could have been that they are trying to reconnect or something.
Hold on.
Okay. What I'm going to do is put Tyree on one more time. Tyree, I'm about ready to unmute you. Tyree, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. This is Kamara and Tiffany and AJ.
Hello? This is Ya.
Oh, hi, Ya. Is this okay? Ya, I'm sorry because I'm getting all the lines confused. So, Ya.
Okay.
We wanted to hear a little bit. Yeah, we wanted to hear a little bit about your story as well. And I'm going to stop talking because there's a little bit of a feedback. But I wanted to hear your story with fibroids as well, and we'll have Aisha kind of chime in as well in terms of what your treatment was about.
Well, first, I'd like to say thank you to Aisha for being born and developing the fibroid free. I just can't thank God enough. I really can't because I wouldn't be able to do it without her right now. In 1997, I was diagnosed with fibroids, and they told me that my fibroid was 6 months pregnancy size, like you were talking.
The fibroid.
It was 6 month pregnancy size, and which means you could feel it from like the above the pubic hair up to the navel. And when I laid on my stomach, I could feel the lumps. I could feel it more. You know, it's almost like you could roll on it, like when you're pregnant and you feel the baby there. But I told my doctor I did not want to be cut because I have a son naturally, but I never have been cut. And but most of the doctors I went to, first thing they would say was you need to have a hysterectomy. They're too big, and that's the only thing we can suggest. And that was the end of their sentence. And like you said before, I fired each doctor that said that. Eventually in 2000, I went for embolization, and they were able to get rid of the volume, but not the mass. The mass was still there. The hardness was still there. Excuse me. And, you know, it was like my stomach still protruded some, and it was just horrible. The reason I went for the embolization was because I started having heavy bleeding. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough for me to get annoyed by it. But like I said, the mass never went down. And about 8 years later, I started to release a clear vaginal discharge. And the doctors couldn't tell me what it was. They were like, well, we don't know. They tested it to see if it was infections or whatever. But it was enough for me to have to wear a pad every day. It wasn't my period. It was just a clear discharge that would mess up your clothes or whatever. And Tyree and I grew up together, and she kept telling me about Aisha and how Aisha had helped her. And I know about eating holistically, and I tried the holistic way before, but I didn't have someone directly to guide me. And that's real important, to have someone that you can talk to about it, you know, to guide you through it. So, you know, I went through the MRIs, the embolization, the different sonograms. I felt like I went through so much with these fibroids that I was like, I've had more than enough. I just got totally angry with the fibroids. And I called Aisha, and I remember the day I called. It was like the day that we had the big flood here in Georgia. And I was like, I had enough of this. So I called Aisha, and she told me about the fibroid tonic. She mailed it to me. And I made a conscious decision that day that I wasn't going to eat any more chicken. I wasn't going to eat any more red meat. I was just going to eat fish and vegetables. That's it. Like you said, the drive-through was out, although sometimes I would go through. But once I stopped eating the wrong foods, going through the drive-thru just didn't taste right. My food started tasting way better than the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny how that happens.
It was wild because I really don't like cooking. I have three boys and a husband, and I'll cook because I'm supposed to cook, and I know how to cook healthy, and I'll do that. But it wasn't so, but it just seemed like all of a sudden I started remembering how to season correctly, using onions and green peppers and ginger. And when I go to McDonald's, their fish doesn't taste like my baked fish. It's not the same. Their salads don't taste like my salad because I like to put a lot of herbs inside of it. But I started taking her herb in 2009. I think it was 2009. Yes, it was 2009, September 2009. And I started bringing my lunch with me to work, so I wouldn't even. I'm a teacher. I won't eat school lunch. I just started bringing my lunch to work. I wouldn't put it in the microwave because I don't like nuking things. Mm-hmm. And in January, from September to January, I took it three times a day. Like Tyree said, it moves out a lot of stuff out of you. The clear discharge that I had started becoming more meaningful. And what I mean by that is like different chunks of stuff were coming out, not just the mucus. You know, just the mucus line. Look, even my husband noticed the difference vaginally. He was like, well, you better keep taking that stuff.
He was like, yep, I'm down with it. This is good.
Take this stuff and you don't forget to take it because it was a difference. You know, the discharge was really heavy. But when I started taking her herbs, it didn't stop it completely, but it wasn't runny. It was just stuff would come out. But eventually on January 2nd, 2010, that's my emancipation day. I kept going to the bathroom throughout the night, and I kept saying, why do I have to keep going to the bathroom just to urinate? And then about 4:30, I went to the bathroom. I was like, I'm sick of this. But I went, and it wasn't that much coming out. And then eventually I was like, well, something else is coming out. I forgot to tell you, the other part is they told me that the fibroids were calcified, which means like little pieces of, like, chips, I call them. Like, you know,
it's
you have
bone
the,
chips, like calcium chips, like bone.
Bones. Yeah, hard.
Right.
They're hard, and they remind me of, because I do like to eat the tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat those, and that's one of my weaknesses that I will eat sometimes. And one time I went to the bathroom, and I was like, Joey, I think one of those chips got in my underwear. I'm like, how did the chip get in my underwear? But it wasn't the chip. It was the calcium chips that would come out periodically.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was sometimes some were big, some were small, and sometimes they were painful coming out. But this day, on January 2nd, when I went to the bathroom, I was sitting on the toilet, and I was like, oh, my goodness. There's something else coming out of me. And I'm like, okay, just sit and wait. It wasn't painful. There was no blood. And before I knew it was coming out of the vaginal area, a fibroid that's as long as the palm of your hand. You know, don't count the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But the palm of your hand, and when I measured it, it was 10 centimeters and about 3 centimeters across.
Mm-hmm.
It just came right on out. And when I got up, I looked back, and I was like, that's why it's important, like they say, to look back when you get off the toilet. I looked back, and I was like, oh, it felt like a commercial, like, I can't believe that came out of me. Did that come out of me?
Wow. Now, you knew right away what it was? Like, did it feel like birthing a baby or not really?
It felt like a bowel movement. When you have a bowel movement, it just slides out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it felt. It wasn't painful or anything. It just came out, and I tried to get a plastic fork to, like, pick it out of the toilet because I was squirmish, and it wouldn't go through it. It was hard. It would not go through it. So I was like, okay, y'all, just get the energy and pull it out of the toilet. You're going to have to take it out with your hand. I took it out, put it in a plastic baggie, and I called my doctor to let them know I think a fibroid came out. So they told me, well, no, a fibroid doesn't just slide out of you like that. So I said, well, can you tell me what it is? According to them, they said, well, maybe it's your fibroid lining just coming out. So I was like, Okay, I've had my period since I was 9. I'm 48 now. This is a lot of years. I've never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, I said, well, do you want me to come in and show it to you? They was like, well, if you want to, you can. So I'm thinking, if I want to, no, I don't, if I want to. I just, if you really think I should bring it, I'll bring it. If not, as a teacher, we have to make too much preparation to just leave. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I called Aisha, and Aisha said, well, take a picture of it. And I felt like it was a monster. And, like, every time I look at it, it hurt me. I was happy but hurt that something like that can come out of me.
Mm.
It was like I couldn't believe that I was happy that it came out, but I couldn't believe that that has been in my system all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, take a picture. I took a picture. I sent it to her, and she was like, yeah, look on Google fibroids, and then look at your fibroid. That is a fibroid.
Mm.
So, you know, I took a picture of it, sent it to her, looked at it on Google, and I was like, oh, my goodness. It was like I couldn't believe that thing came out of me. Eventually, I gave it to Aisha. About 4 months later, I called the doctor, and I said, I guess I should let them look at me. And I went to them, and I showed them a picture of it because now it's no longer in my possession. It is not my fibroid.
Okay.
It's out of me.
It went on to do whatever it needed to do.
Yes.
It went on to go into Aisha's out lab refrigerator. That's where it is.
Okay.
That's where it is, living in a little jar.
It's living in, and it's going viral all over the internet.
Right.
Okay.
But when I went to the doctor, I showed him the picture. He said, do you have it with you? I was like, no. You told me that it wasn't really a fibroid. No, I don't have it. So he said, I've never seen anything so like that before. But he did a biopsy. Because before I started the fibroid free, he did a DNC just to make sure that it wasn't cancer or anything in my uterus. And he told me that the fibroids were so big that I could name them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, he said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, I won't even do surgery because they're too big.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. I never really had a lot of pain, but just feeling when I lay on my back or my stomach and I could feel those fibroids, that's what bothered me the most, as well as that clear vaginal discharge.
Right.
But when he did a biopsy this day, you know, it was like 3 or 4 months after the fibroid came out, I said, why you need to do a biopsy? He said, because it might be cancerous. I said, well, when you did the DNC, you didn't say it was cancerous. How did it turn into this now? He said, well, we just have to check and see. And that DNC, not the biopsy, was so painful. He never prepared me for the pain that I was going to have. I was sick for 3 days afterwards. I just could not go to work for 3 days. I didn't have that pain when I had my son.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have that pain when the fibroid came out for the DNC. And then they never even told me the results of it. I had to keep calling back and forth the results of it. So, like you say, the doctors are not your friends. You know, you just give them your money and you know, that's it. But they're not your friend. And to me, it was hurtful that you could give me that much pain and not prepare me ahead of time and then take so long to give me the results of it. I tell you this much, like Tiffany said and Tyria told me, everybody need to be taking Aisha's herbs.
Oh, boy.
It helps, I mean, in changing our diet. It's so, so important.
Yeah.
From the time we were, you know, from the time that we were younger. And I know my mom did the best she could and our parents have. And sometimes we fought against it. And when you go to school, you try to eat the wrong food anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But changing our diet is so, so important.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm a teacher and I'm constantly telling my students, you better watch what you're eating. You're going to look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and like Tiffany was saying, and Aisha, you know, at first I was like, this creativity blockage, I don't know about that part. But I'm beginning to believe that's true because we do have so much that we want to offer and we want to do, but I think as black women, we probably are more educated. We are more educated than our men are, and we take on more responsibility than a lot of other women do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what blocks our creativity, where we can't get into the other things that we would like to do because we're going to school, we're going to work, we're coming home, trying to cook, raising children by ourselves. We're just trying to do, we're being superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do all of those things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And just holding it all in, like you say, tolerating the stress and the pain and the abuse, holding on to that while we're still trying to do everything at one time. And like Tiffany was saying, I had to learn, and I'm still going through the mental examination of what's been going on, not only physically but mentally, realizing that you can only do this much and don't do any more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And mm-hmm. just say, you know, when your family member comes to you and say, well, I need $3,000, can you raise it up by yourself?
Yep.
The answer is no. I can give you $5, I can give you $10, and be happy with that sentence and move on.
Right.
That's
and
right.
It's true. I mean, the thing is, we have to realize we are not super women. We
nope.
are in a lot of beautiful ways, but we are not on the planet to, how do you say, take care of other adults' lives. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we have a responsibility towards our children.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, we want to be there for our loved ones, but we have to put some real realistic human limits on what we can do. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And then
yeah.
reserve a little space for those things that we visualize that we want to do. You
right.
know, like we can't,
yeah.
you know, how we don't have any room for those dreams and those creativities after taking care of everybody else's stuff.
Right. That's exactly right.
Know?
That's right.
And I, like Tiffany, I'm really starting to analyze myself now and realize that, like I said, I can't do everything for everybody, but like now I'm taking swimming classes, I'm learning how to play bridge. I'm just going to have fun for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody
That's right.
else doesn't like that, I don't care because no. this is what I want to do. That's
right.
it.
That's exactly what you And you know what? We deserve a portion of our lives. I mean, we're
yeah.
not here just to be instruments for other people's happiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to, you know, to be able to eliminate those things. But also one of the things that I like to see is that we can do it with grace. You know
yeah.
why?
Yeah.
Because it's nothing wrong with wanting to use your own time. So when people ask you to do things and you don't want to do it, you don't have to just be cold-blooded and just say, no. Get out of here, you know.
Right,
you can
right.
say, you know what, it sounds like something that my schedule is already full because it sounds very important and I'm not going to have enough time to devote to it. I mean, you know, or I'm really busy right now and I'm not going to be able to do it. But
yeah.
sometimes I think we feel like to be able to assert ourselves, we have to go bitch when we don't have to do that either, you know.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We are deserving of some of our energy toward us. So you just let people know, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say
Absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely.
Yes. Can you hear me? Oh, this is Tiffany. Hi. No, I just, the woman who just spoke, I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ma?
Y-A-A, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, no, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing that and that it's just for me in my journey, it's just so timely for me to hear that you know, your story of releasing because I had an experience, you know, in the last couple of days with my family, something extremely significant where I feel like I've broken a cycle and of some abuse that's been in my family for generations and all of this. And it was very scary and, you know, and yesterday I was at my mother's house and we're dealing with some things and I was feeling so powerful for the kind of courage that I had to confront this really dark situation in my family.
Yeah.
But I relate a lot to my fibroids and to my healing process right now in my life and to how those things connect. And I was walking down the stairs in my mother's house, and there was a voice in my head that said, you're powerful. You can release this fibroid from your body. Like, you're going to release it. Like, there was just a voice that just said that. And I thought to myself, wow. Just because of the changes and the things that have been happening in my life in the past maybe like 8 months, it's been really showing me. Cause for me, you know, I can get to that place where I'm like, yeah, right, I can't release a fibroid and I can't heal. And, you know, but it's just a voice just said that to me. And I thought, wow, you know, I can really heal my body, my life, my, you know, your family. So you heal yourself, you begin to heal your environment, you know.
Yeah.
And so hearing you say that, I mean, I got chills because I was like, oh, this is so, you know, the synchronicity.
I'm like, I'm going to release my fibroids too. So thank you.
Yes, yes. Let them go. No. And it's not even just the fibroids. It's the guilt that we carry around, you know, like the sometimes I'll say no and I'm like, ooh, maybe I should have said yes.
Because yeah.
I know if I would have said yes, I would have created a lot more stress in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I need confirmation from other people to say, it was okay to say no, that's what you should have said. Do whatever you have to say to release the guilt and just say, you know, that's some problems in our families we did not create.
Right.
And we can't solve the whole entire part. We can only be responsible for a certain part. Maybe it's just saying a certain word. I know my dad, he passed away from cancer during that same time of trying to release all these fibroids. And I realized me going back and forth from Georgia to New York every other month was a big task. But some things that were going on in his life, I didn't create. And although I wanted to erase them, I could not, and I had to realize, yeah, you are not responsible for that part.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to pick what you can do and leave it at that, and some things won't be undone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is just so wise right there. I mean, I think that's the root of what a lot of women are dealing with is not only feeling as if there's got to be a part for yourself, but feeling okay with it, feeling really okay with taking that part for yourself. It's not selfishness, and we have to redefine it as something else. Like, it has to be called something else. It has to be called your time, whatever. I don't know what it is, but
it's called pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's called pride, and that you're just proud enough of your capabilities, your energy, your purpose, and power. That's why I'm doing the class. Sister Kamara, is the Women's Wellness, Power, Passion, and Purpose class, because we need to learn certain things, but we also need to understand that power is there because of our passion and our purpose, and we are okay with that, you know, and it's just pride in all of those things, and it's nothing wrong with being proud of yourself and, you know, demanding time for yourself in high standards of whatever you want to be involved in, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you're working and doing these things for you, not comparing yourself to anyone else, not competing with anyone else, you're hitting your rhythm and you're, you know, being happy on your moment by moment and looking for your niche, then that is pride, because that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have one more caller on the line, and it's from the 702 area code. Do you know who that is, Aisha?
No, I don't, but, you know, that's
okay, fine. But let's take that person, because that could be someone who wants to share their story. And I want to thank you, first of all, and congratulate you, just like we did Tiffany, because you just brought it. You know, even your story of releasing this fibroid and just being able to even tell us the lessons learned from that whole experience, it's very powerful, and I want to thank you for sharing that story. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we all have the same story. As I listen to Tiffany and Tyree, our stories are so similar.
Definitely.
Like you said, we keep hiding them. It's time to let them go.
Yeah, and it's time for the silence to end. We got to end the silence on it, because I don't want to hear that women continue to suffer in silence around this.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are entire families who have not told their daughters and their cousins what they're dealing with. It used to just be female issues, and you wouldn't know what they went to the hospital for and what their issues were. And then I've had women when they are right at the pinnacle of trying to decide what to do, surgery or whatever, then their mother will tell them, oh, you know, I had a hysterectomy, and all my sisters, we all had hysterectomies, and that's why we always was in the doctors and having surgery. That's what it was for. Now, that would have helped you a lot 10 years previous, because then you could have did the research, you could have started avoiding certain things, and feeding certain things and changing behaviors and kicking out that boyfriend now you done been with for 10 years. You could have got rid of him in year 1.5, you know.
Right.
I mean, you could have went back to school and did some things, took some classes and got the job you really wanted. I mean, you could have stopped making do all these years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't go into it, a make-do situation. And then you would have found that everybody else in your family may have it, but you don't, you know.
Right.
And so,
and that's,
you know,
that's the beginning.
And that is a beginning, because then that's a new tradition. And that's what I'm talking about, the power that we have. Now you're going to teach your children and other women in your circle this way, and they're going to go forward with that, and they're going to teach. And that's what we're talking about as far as our power, long-term, honed power. And
yeah,
we need to just acknowledge how massive it is and utilize it, use it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm going to let the listeners know that we're speaking about Sisters Living Fibroids Free.
Okay.
I'm going to mute Tiffany and Ya.
Okay,
because
there's another woman who's coming in also.
Okay, and yeah, we're going to see who's coming through, but thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. One moment.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute you. Thank you, Tiffany and Ya. Thank you. Okay, so Aisha, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take the caller from the area code 702. And Aisha, I don't see your other guest just yet,
so hopefully they will call in. I'll get her. Hold on.
Hello, caller from area code 702. Are you there? Hello? Hello, caller? Okay, maybe that person didn't want to speak. Sometimes with your hands raised, I'll think that you want to speak on the line. So, Aisha, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we actually just didn't have another person. They might have just wanted to listen to the show while we're while we're online still.
Okay.
I really want to thank you for this knowledge that you're sharing, for the information, for the guests that you've brought on. It's just been really powerful. I mean, I've wrote down just some real powerful things that, you know, the sisters were saying. You know, Ya speaking about being happy that she had released that fibroid, but also being hurt that that could exist inside of her body.
Right.
And then just coming to that point of self-care and not
mm-hmm.
feeling guilty about it. Being actually pretty, you know, feeling right that you can have that time to yourself. So I want to talk a little bit now about your work. Like, let's talk about the conference that's coming up, where it's going to be, what the details of it are, what can some of the women expect from that if they're in the Georgia area. Even if you're not in the Georgia area, but if you're in a surrounding state,
right.
You should drive and come on over to this event. I mean, that's just how powerful it is. I mean, if you've got a frequent flyer and you need to come to this event, if you are experiencing fibroids in your life or someone you love is going through this suffering, make a way.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is not far from Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. I know because I'm from the South, too. So we could drive for something that's very meaningful. And sometimes you need that community around you. So, Aisha, I want you to kind of talk about that event. Talk about this class that you're doing and then that formula. I know that women want to know about the formula, how to reach out to you and start to get a consultation with you.
Okay. I want to say, Sister Kamara, this has been a pretty powerful opportunity here, and I'd love to hear women transforming themselves, and I think that, you know, all of us have that, you know, opportunity in hand to even have sisters together on a call or come to the house or do some type of bonding, because I think that's a key thing for us in women teaching women how to be, is that we get together, and that's some of that me time that we can take. I mean, all of the me time doesn't have to be, you know, getting into an herbal bath. It could be some of this, you know, kind of things where we're going to make sure we can help each other, you know, because I think, you know, truly, if we can help so many other people on the planet, we can have a little bit of energy for each other, you know, and positive energy for each other. You know, I think it's just, I think that, you remember back in the day, the 30s and 40s, they had the women's clubs, and they were designed
yes.
to lend a helping hand, to, and it was calling pulling as we're climbing, you know, pulling up everyone or up people as we climb. And I think that we all want to look at that as part of our commitment to us, you know. It's loving ourselves and loving us as a entity, as a group, you know, women. And so I'm doing my part. This is what I can do, you know. And
right.
By doing the and everybody has something that they can do, you know. It might not be this, you know, but we all have something. And by, you know, this year, I pray that you come from Tennessee and Alabama and South Carolina, even North Carolina, Florida. We had women over 300 from all over the world, the Bermuda, the Bahamas, California, everywhere, Texas, to come to the Womb Wellness Women's Conference and Men's Wellness Seminars. And we have the Men's Wellness Seminars taught by men in a separate section so that the men can get on the same page at the same time versus you having to do all the work with your man to get him where he needs to be health-wise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that they become a full partner, because what I've learned as I've achieved years and time is that to have a good, healthy, holistic relationship, men have to seek health for themselves. You know, everybody is in charge of their own healing. And when you have a man who's looking to keep himself well, not only to be able to go out and work and be happy, but he has a good attitude with his family. He has a good attitude about his job and what his position is, rather than, you know, I just do what you do. You know, it is
yes.
a good thing to have a man, a father, to impress that upon the sons and daughters, so that everybody realizes that when you don't do good, it pulls the family down. The family has to be strong, because a family is really a partnership with different talents and strengths, and that's what it is when you have a male-female relationship. And so if you found the information about the event, he can come, and your kids can come, and everybody can learn that this is the normal way that we should be. Is healthy, understand about our bodies, understand how, you know, self-esteem and depression and loss and, you know, not having your blood pressure right is going to affect your kids, you know?
Right.
How everything is a part of everything else, you know? And in that partnership, in pulling for the partnership, you do what you can to stay healthy. The Womb Wellness and Womb Wellness Women's Conference and Men's Wellness Seminars, we're working. This year's theme is My Healing Journey, Decision Making and Recovering from Loss. But what we're doing is looking at the physical, mental, spiritual, and nutritional aspects of healing and assisting on the healing journey by being together, by having all of these experts, naturopaths, and, you know, key people who I see are cutting-edge people who want to help and assist empowering people with their health. And so I have naturopaths and medical doctors. I have one brother psychologist who's going to talk about the warrior energy with men and how they have to keep this alive to be able to take care of themselves healthfully. I mean, we have the love doctor who's going to talk about relationships. I mean, we have radical forgiveness with Dr. Kim Kennedy. We have all of this information, plus fun, delicious food, raw food from Chef Tassili. We also have wholesome and delicious cooked food by Chef Aliyah. And we have just everything for you. And I just would be so honored for you to come to this event, because I spend, from last year, I work on it for the whole year, you know? And so,
yes, you do.
Yeah. From every year, I start immediately for the next year. And so we have the date for next year, you know, in 2011. And it's just the type of thing that when everyone can do something, this is what I can do. And I tell you, it's a very empowering and encouraging way to set back out onto your journey, refilling at this station, refilling at this hub of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue your journey. And I just appreciate when people are able to be gifted with my talent and with my skill and with my blessings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be able to continue to provide it. So when people come, that lets me be able to do it again next year, you know? Because
right. And it's a beautiful, it's a real beautiful setting. You get to try some of Aisha's tonics.
Right.
You know, so you can see the vibrant, you can feel the vibrancy in just drinking it. I think I tried, I didn't try your fibroid free one. You had another one that was available. Yeah, and that was, it was just, it's wonderful. And then the food is great. The vendors
right.
are great. And you're
mm-hmm.
meeting just all these people from the community, from around different states. And you know you're all coming there together for the purpose of healing. So it is, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful time. Now, what about the, I want to ask you about this new class you're doing online. Is it online or is
it's
it a teleclass?
It's going to be online and on Ustream and, you know, multiple ways of making sure we get the information in as a feeling a way as possible. But it's the Women's Wellness, Power, Purpose, and Passion class. And it's designed to basically be women teaching women and basically women's enlightenment. I mean, enlightenment, yeah. I power me, I power men,
mm-hmm.
and enlightenment. You just put all of that together and totally get information from these different people, elder women, who have basically come up with a science of living successfully, you know,
yes.
and helping you to get that information and making it manifest within your life, you know. And I think it's just, it's a fabulous thing because, you know, what happens is, what's supposed to happen, and I didn't have it in my life, this is one of the reasons why I recognize it. My mother passed away when I was 18, and she had a blood sugar imbalance, also known as diabetes, and she went into a coma, and she died within a few days. So that has really made a huge difference in my life as far as how I look at the imprint that we leave on the planet, you know. And what ends up happening is women who are mothers continually guide and talk to their daughters about things that you need as you get to places, or they give you forward information, but sometimes you don't value it until you get there. And when you don't have a mother, you don't have anybody to help you with that. You know,
yes.
and what we need and what we used to have was a community of aunties and other women who would step in and take these roles, and we need to make these roles conscious, and we need to
yes.
take on the roles consciously, you know?
Yes.
And so that's mm-hmm. what this class is a conscious effort to take on the elder wisdom role, you know,
oh.
and assist in life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And how can they register for that class? Do they need to go to your website to do that? Or
yes. They can go to fibroidfreewomb.com, fibroidfreewomb.com. It'll also be on herbsister.com, but on fibroidfreewomb, it'll be right on the front page.
And as well as how to register for the wellness seminar as well.
Right.
Okay. On
mm-hmm.
fibroidfree.com.
Fibroidfreewomb.
.com, WMD.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you probably are going to have some interest, not probably, will have some interest in the tonic itself, the fibroid-free tonic. How do potential clients reach out to you as well? Is there the website and is there a phone number? Or
yes.
What
Let
do
me
you...
give you my
okay.
number. I call it the Herbal Info Line.
<It's>
404 244-5565. That's 404-244-5565. And when you call, I will always look forward to doing the education consultation because that gives you a lot of information. And you hear how Tiffany is feeling so empowered, you know?
Yeah.
What happened was I coined a new word, I power me, you know? Instead of,
yes.
you know, and that's what I'm thinking that we're doing here is, you know, we're giving the information and each person is empowering themselves, you know. And she talked about how she continues to do that, you know. And so That's what we're here to do.
It is, and I mean, just Tiffany talking about loving her cycle now, loving being a woman now, and being so young still, you know,
mm-hmm,
the age
mm-hmm.
of 28, being able to turn that around, and for many of us, no matter what age you are, the time is now to turn
True.
Everything around,
True.
To heal. It is never too late as long as you have breath in your body, and even beyond breath in your body, I'm sure there's other things you could do in the spirit realm, but
mm-hmm.
in this realm, you can heal. And
mm-hmm.
so I want to encourage sisters who are having this experience to contact Aishay. I want to encourage those who are family and friends of someone who's in this experience to contact Aishay, to go to the Womb Wellness Seminar. If they are not that open, maybe they'll be open to attending the seminar with you
mm-hmm.
and seeing if just that exposure to a natural way of healing may open their eyes. So I want to encourage that for everyone. I want to thank Tiffany and Ya again for joining us because their stories were so powerful
mm-hmm.
and so much about the victory. And Aishay, what can I say? I want to thank you again because you always bring something very powerful with you whenever I invite you to the show.
Okay.
And your work is very powerful, and it's speaking volumes to what is taking place right now. So thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to share, Aishay, before we kind of close out?
I just want to just actually give an invitation to
mm-hmm.
any woman or anyone who is interested in women's health and women's empowerment and everything that women have to do on the planet as far as creating, because every one of us came through a woman, so we all know the power of that, to get them in contact with me, get them in contact with the blogs that we're doing here and making sure that women are able to fully express themselves, because when, as people have said, the old saying is when mama's happy, everybody's happy, you know?
True. It is so true. It is so true. When mama's happy, and if mama ain't happy, you know, things
right.
ain't happy.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Aishay, and we'll still keep in touch. And I want to let you all know that we've created a new circle on women's studies that is talking about being fibroid free. So definitely join that circle on women's studies
mm-hmm.
So that we can keep exchanging information and experiences. And Aishay,
mm-hmm.
they can go to your website to see those released fibroids, right?
True.
If
true,
they
true.
Want to see that.
Or
yeah,
they can always email me. They can always
uh-huh.
email me at herbalist@herbsista, herbsista.com. And I will send them the newsletter with all the photos, Yaz and,
mm-hmm.
you know, new sister that just passed them last week and, you know, all kinds of, they'll get the Herbal Garden news on a regular basis with all kinds of information. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for you to heal.
Yes. And when you see, just you witness all that and you see the work itself, you know, it's very beautiful and powerful. So thank you, Aishay, and
thank
we'll
you.
Keep get in touch. And
okay.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch and talk soon. All right.
Okay. Peace. Have a great herbal day, everyone. Mm-hmm.
All okay. right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say thank you to our guest again, Aishay Faiza, the Herb Sister, and Tiffany and Sister Ya for sharing their story with no holds barred and just like letting us know that the kind of healing that they've experienced through these tonics and herbs that Aishay has created, and just really changing their lives from diet to really turning around and taking some time for themselves and their own creativity. So it's been a beautiful, powerful show. I'm glad that you've stuck with us because we've gone a little bit longer, but it was well worth it, and I really thought that the information was needed and to be put out there. And thank you for sticking with our technical difficulties. We have those from time to time. Again, if you want to join us on Women's Studies, The website is www.womyn, which is womynstudies.org. This site is created for and by women. We uplift the divine feminine by sharing our knowledge with each other, by learning from each other. We have various circles, which are learning circles on various different subjects, and we really get a chance to know each other and honor each other through this knowledge. So I give thanks, and I hope you'll join us there. Also, I want to let people know that I've revived my raw living food vegan lifestyle, and I've started my own new blog called rawsistergoddess.wordpress.com. So I hope you'll join me there. I just list recipes and, you know, kind of go through my daily thing of getting my own personal health back on par. So join me there as well. So take care and have a really blessed day.